I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News. UNICEF says the Yemen conflict is taking its toll on kids. In the last 4 months, there have been at least 1,000 victims. And whose fault is it? Well, both the pro and the anti-government sides. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
Of all the deaths that have taken place, approximately half have been civilians in the past recent attacks. And it's just getting worse as the warfare carries on.
Muslim extremists are linked with the anti-government fighters, so Christians often have a target on their back.
If you're Christian, those who are Muslim extremists are going to seek after you and have you be a byproduct, essentially, of the warfare.
But Open Doors is sharing the love of Christ in several Middle Eastern countries. In fact, they're giving shelter, trauma counseling, and Bibles. Get involved with refugee care through links at our website. And it's not just Middle East war victims that are receiving God's love. SOAR International recently helped a church in Moscow hold a Christian English camp for about 40 kids. The goal was to provide a quality education while introducing them to the gospel. SOAR's Greg Mangione was unsure if anybody came to Christ, but he did say there was a clear spiritual impact.
One of the students had been going to church and had been trying to espouse the belief of creation, but she was having a real hard time dealing with that at school, being ridiculed and not really knowing how to answer in many cases. And one of the team members was able to sit down and talk to her about ways that she can defend her belief.
SOAR needs your help to impact lives in Russia. You can follow the link through our website for different ways to get involved with the camp ministry. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.